I sat up in bed, listening in the darkness, and then was suddenly hurled into the middle of my stateroom. Apparently, the Nautilus had gone aground, then heeled over sharply. Leaning against the walls, I dragged myself down the gangways to the lounge, whose ceiling lights were on. The furniture had been knocked over. Fortunately, the glass cases were solidly secured at the base and had stood fast. Since we were no longer vertical, the starboard pictures were glued to the tapestries, while those to port had their lower edges hanging a foot away from the wall. So the Nautilus was lying on its starboard side, completely stationary to boot. In its interior I heard the sound of footsteps and muffled voices, but Captain Nemo didn't appear. Just as I was about to leave the lounge, Ned Land and Conseil entered. "What happened?" I instantly said to them. "I came to ask Master that," Conseil replied. "Damnation," the Canadian explained. "I know full well what happened. The Nautilus has gone aground. And judging from the way it's listing, I don't think it'll pull through like the first time in the Torres Strait." "But," I asked, "are we at least back on the surface of the sea?" "We have no idea," Conseil replied. "It's easy to find out," I answered. I consulted the pressure gauge. Much to my surprise, it indicated a depth of 360 meters. "What's the meaning of this?" I exclaimed,